Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. If you're just joining us, we're going to continue my conversation with Cap Radio Morning Edition host Donna Appadoni, who will be signing off tomorrow after more than two decades here at Cap Radio. What I love about the time that we've spent together at Insight is when you join us for Cap Radio Reads.
Oh, yeah.
Talk to us about that origin story. How did Reads come about?
Quite a few years ago, Vicky Larini, who had worked at Borders for many years, suggested Cap Radio Reads and booked the authors for, I think, for 9 years, and I hosted all of those. They were in-person events, author in the room, 50-100 people in the room with us, and then COVID came along, and we had to start doing them on Zoom. Vicky left the station, and so I've been booking and doing segments with you on Insight ever since. It's just so much fun to talk to these authors and then to be able to talk about their books and how they see them.
Yeah, and being an interviewer or host for Cap Radio Reads, I mean, your love for literature and books is profound. You know, I always picture you with a book in hand or reading almost daily. Why is Reads so important to you?
Well, books are important. You know, books are education. We learn so much from them. And people see books as an escape, and that's a good thing. But books also represent power. Look how many people are so excited when they get to learn to read and when they have access to books. It's something that we kind of take for granted. Plus, I'm a word geek. You know, I love finding out how other people put their words together and what it means to them. Where does the story come from? How do you set this whole thing up? What is the process that you go through? So I just love that.
Well, let's take a quick listen.
It was interesting how you said you didn't know if you wanted to read a story about war.
Yeah.
It's like, I didn't know if I wanted to write a story about war. But now I'm so glad that I did, because I definitely feel so inspired to talk about this time period in history and to get us to reclaim it.
Some authors lead us down a path where we think we know what's going to happen, and then they make a sharp turn and something else altogether happens. It seemed that you genuinely want your readers to solve the mystery. Is that true?
Yeah, well, I certainly want it to be possible for them to solve it, because I think it's almost a kind of honesty thing as a reader. If it gets to the end of the book and I suddenly find that it was some guy that you've never heard of before that rides in at the 11th hour, you just feel cheated.
Clayton points out the experience of writing is profound.
You come to see the world as a writer much more intimately than you do if you're not writing. You stop and look at things in different ways, and you think about things in different ways, and it really allows you to come to know both the world and yourself in a way that is incredibly rewarding, whether you publish or not.
I love Reads because even if you've read the book, you learn so much by speaking with the authors and really kind of peeling back the curtain to their work.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because every writer is different, just as every person is different and every book is different. So all of their processes and all of their reasons are fascinating to hear every single time.
Yeah. As Morning Edition hosts and also Reads, I mean, you build in so many fun and lighthearted moments in your hosting. Why is that important to you? And what do you hope that conveys to listeners?
You know, the first year that I hosted Morning Edition, the person who was my boss at the time said, "You can't say that funny stuff. This is an important news show." And I ignored him. And it seems to have worked out fairly well. It's the balance of life. You know, I never try to do anything lighthearted after a serious story. It's only when it's appropriate to do that. But we need that balance. We need to laugh a little bit. And I'm usually saying something that everybody's thinking anyway.
Well, let's get a little example of your lighthearted moments.
Do you have plans for Valentine's Day? I'm Donna Appadoni, and I hope you'll join me for lunch on Tuesday the 14th, when I'll have some very romantic music. Okay, the thing with Romeo and Juliet didn't end well, but it's still about lovers. Join in the fun Tuesday, noon to 1 on Cap Radio Music.
Oh my gosh. Well, there's an understatement. The story of Romeo and Juliet did not end well.
You know, I would say that Valentine's Day is understandably a pretty controversial, you know, holiday. I think understandably a lot of people don't love that day.
Exactly.
So, I mean, do you actually plan to be funny? How does that happen?
No, I'm really lucky. I never plan to be funny. And if I think of something and I try to rehearse it, then the delivery is never very good. Mm-hmm. So I've learned to trust myself over the years that I'll have like a little speck of an idea. Oh, that might work. And then I just do it. And occasionally it does bomb. You know, sometimes it doesn't work out at all well. And then, but it has turned into something that people find notable. So I'm glad I started doing it.
And I think by doing so, listeners really get a feeling that they know you. They know Donna Appadoni. Yeah. But what are some things that listeners might not know about you?
Oh, well, let's see. What don't they know about me? They don't know I'm an ordained minister. Yeah, that's one thing they don't know. And it's not a holier-than-thou kind of a thing at all. I grew up in a very interfaith community, and so I felt like if I delved into some of those world religions a little bit, I would get a better idea of what's happening with people who are newsmakers and understand so many religious undertones to stories in the news. It happens that the first rule of ministry is to meet people where they are. So that has been a great gift to me in trying to host Morning Edition. It has really reminded me to be compassionate and to work with empathy and to make sure that's part of what I do. Just before ordination, they had us all stand up and say, "What is your intention after ordination?" And everyone, I'm going to do services. I'm going to do weddings. I said, "I don't know, but I think it has something to do with a microphone." And everyone laughed, but it was true. Yeah. So that's something people don't know.
And you also teach.
I teach classes on finding purpose. You know, we teach what we need to know. Mm-hmm. And in searching for my own purpose, I started teaching this class. I do it once or twice a year. And it's an amazing thing to just be there when people's faces light up and they say, "Oh, that's what I'm meant to do in the world. Oh, okay, that's good." That's fun.
Yeah, you and I have talked about, we both read The Artist's Way and Morning Pages, Stream of Consciousness Writing, and all that stuff. That really does help. It helped me get kind of more rooted in and build a better relationship with myself and understanding with myself and my purpose at that.
Yeah. It makes a big difference to know what you're supposed to be doing.
So you're obviously not retiring. You're just graduating. So what's next for Donna Appadoni?
I've written a couple of books. That's something people don't know about me. The first one is called Transfer Mission. That was several years ago. And it goes with the class. You know, it's about finding purpose. It's people read the book when they go to the class. The new book is called Drive Time Meditations, and it just came out. You can ask your favorite bookstore or you can order it on Amazon. It's there too. I'm not a traditional meditator. I'm not, you know, those people who close their eyes and say, "Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine." No, I'm not that kind of a meditator at all, but I pick a topic and then I sort of ruminate on it. And that's what this book is. It's 183 one-page meditations leading towards some sort of a purpose, but they're intended. They're one page long, so you can just read one and then get in the car or get on the bus and on your way to school or work, you can kind of just let that filter through your system and see where it takes you. So it's kind of cool in that regard.
And then I would imagine you're going to continue writing and also maybe even the passions that you couldn't fit in while hosting Morning Edition.
Yeah, because now I'll have a little bit more time every day to do that. So I'll still be conducting interviews. I'll still be writing features. A lot of what I do is going to be on my personal website instead of on the station website. One of the things I'm doing is writing for a national digital magazine published by a PBS affiliate in the Midwest. Well, we all know how to work remotely, so I can just sit in my house and do that, and it's pretty cool. And then there, you know, I'm open to possibilities. There are a couple of things that are in discussion right now, and we'll just see where I pop up. I'll surprise everybody.
It's all exciting.
Yeah.
Well, Donna, here's your moment, your chance to talk to Cap Radio listeners who have been with you for so long. The microphone is all yours.
This is the part where I cry. Yeah.
Good cries, good tears.
Well, I would like to say that it has been an honor to be a part of your morning for all of these years. We've had a lot of breakfast together, a lot of rides to work, a lot of school time, on the way to school time. We've taken a few showers together, but Okay. We have built a community of Morning Edition listeners, and that's been something that's been very important to me. I'm leaving the show, but you as a listener are still going to be part of it. Steve will still be here. A new host is going to step in a month from now. I want you to think of Morning Edition as a launching pad. I want you to think of it as an inspiration. So when you listen to Morning Edition from now on, don't dismiss what you hear. Don't get angry about it. Don't laugh and then forget about it. This isn't just information, it's motivation. So think of it as news you can use. Do something with it. Find something that inspires you, something you can devote yourself to, and then do it, because that's what communities do. That's what we're all about. That's all.
The more we listen, the more we understand each other, and the better we all are.
Exactly.
Donna, we wish you the absolute best. Please stay close.
Thank you, Vicki. I will.
And that is CAP Radio Morning Edition host Donna Appadoni, who will be signing off tomorrow after more than two decades at CAP Radio. To close our tribute to Donna, we're going to end with one of her favorite songs from The Talking Heads, And She Was, which Donna says there's a lot that relates to her career in public radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.